listening tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Your family's listening already.
You know it.
I don't know if it was a little late for them.
No, they're actually, well, my immediate family, they suck. I think they're all asleep. but the extended family, they're all night owls. They're up with us tonight.
That's good to hear. Yeah. My dad said he would try to listen, but he wants to watch a show.
That's fair.
So, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, this is going to be, I think, our last show for the semester.
Yeah, bittersweet.
Yeah,
bittersweet.
unless who knows, the week's still going on.
Yeah.
But
at this rate, I'm a little worried.
See, I have time. Like, my bad week was last week, so now I'm good. But, nice. Yeah, but, so we said that this week has to be only bops.
Yeah.
No flops.
No flops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Katie really started off on, like, a high note for this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to introduce this song?
Yeah, this is Dancing in the Moonlight by Top Loader.
This is the best version of this song.
Are there more than one?
There's more than one, yeah.
Oh, well, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, now you know. Okay, so Dancing in the Moonlight.
Time.
hope that song made you want to dance in the moonlight.
It's a good one.
Like yeah. One. It's very upbeat, positive. Yeah, I like that the album cover, too.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't have a visual right now, it's like a gate that's open and they're walking into this, like, pathway.
What do you think that signifies?
It's not the moonlight, so
yeah.
It's daytime. Hmm. It's like a cool orange color. Yeah. Allison says, can you guys play a Taylor Swift song since it's her 32nd birthday? Oh, maybe I would have if it was her 33rd, but...
Yeah. Immediately no. But I also will like this song, okay? So maybe she won't be too upset. So this is Secondhand News by Fleetwood Mac. I'm knocking off two recommendations in one, because Allison was recommending this song to me earlier today or yesterday. I can't remember which one it was. And my cousin Laura, I think, also requested Fleetwood Mac last week, so...
Yeah, and I love Fleetwood Mac, so...
Perfect. Everyone's yeah. happy.
Here we go.
Except for Taylor Swift.
We were just talking about our senior pictures. I think that mine are really bad, but Katie and Emily said that mine aren't too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. They're not as bad as mine, which will never see the light of day.
I'll just hack it. Find a way to hack into her photo. Yeah, no.
Thing. Katie's mom, if you're listening, send them our way.
No, God, I hope she doesn't have access to them. If not, please do not open them. There are retakes in the spring. Don't worry, I'm working on it.
I'm thinking of doing the retakes. I'll show them to my family, but, like, I know that, like, they're going to say that I look bad, so... And I agree. I just think it doesn't look like me. Like, I just think I take better pictures than that.
Yeah.
Anyways, next song is Stevie Wonder. We played a Stevie Wonder song last week, and then I think one of Katie's relatives was like, well, you should play a different one.
Oh, really? There's so many relatives, I can't keep track anymore.
But yeah, Katie added this to the playlist.
Did I really? Oh, I didn't know that.
It's your playlist. So
that's true. Only I can add the songs.
We really should make this collaborative.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that in the future.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Katie's still learning the ropes of Spotify.
Yeah. Kick it off.
Yeah. Here's Superstition. Yeah, so that was Stevie Wonder.
He was blind, right?
He still is.
We had this conversation.
Yeah, I think we did.
Musical insight. Well, I'll introduce the next song. So it's Yellow Submarine by the Beatles, continuing our tradition of playing the Beatles every week. This was a song request from my grandma, who I'm not sure is listening. She might be asleep, which I don't blame her for, but we'll play it anyway. In her honor.
Yeah, great song. My sister always listened to Beatles for Babies to go to sleep to.
What's Beatles for Babies?
It's like an instrumental, like, baby musician, like,
no words. Album.
Yeah, but okay. it's like very, like, sleepy. Uh-huh. And my room was right next to hers, so I have the whole soundtrack, like, in my head. And this is one of the songs that was on that one. And yeah, so I just, like, whenever I hear this song, I mostly think of the Beatles for Babies version. I'll send you their discography after.
Please do.
Yeah. Okay. So here's Yellow Submarine.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found a sea of green. And we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. Next door, and the band begins to play.
Jules, I have a question.
What's your question?
Since you're so good at knowing, like, what songs mean, what does the Yellow Submarine mean?
You really put me on the spot there.
Yikes, testing your knowledge.
I don't know. I know, like, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I know that one.
I didn't ask about that one.
But I don't know. I can find out, probably for our next break. But
I'm curious.
I mean, the whole album covers the Yellow Submarine. It's really cute.
Yeah, it's got to mean something.
Yeah. Maybe you could print make it.
Not the print make debacle again.
I think this is like the like biggest argument of our friendship.
Overarching theme of the show. Do I take print making or not?
Yes, please email us. Doesn't it make more sense for her to take three like classes that require a lot of work, and in one class that would allow her to use her creativity and have fun, rather than take four classes that require a lot of work?
That's a great argument there. You got me.
Yeah. She's no counter-argument lawyered, so.
Yeah, boom, roasted. All right. next song is Vienna by Billy Joel. I have no personal connection to the song at all.
It's just a good song.
It's just a good one.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Hey, but you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Everything you wanna be before your time, although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You know that only fools are satisfied. Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Thank you to Katie's grandma for seconding the printmaking class suggestion that I have.
Everyone's on Jules' side. Well, my dilemma is not that I don't want to take printmaking. It's that it would kind of mess up my schedule, which I like right now.
But I found two possible solutions for that.
I'm
demanding that she take this class. Yeah. Like, I've already reconfigured her schedule to make it work.
We're going to reconsider after finals. That's where I stand
okay.
on the issue.
So the next song is from Queen. Also, back to Yellow Submarine, we believe it's a drug reference. So
makes sense.
Just for anyone who's dying to know.
Yeah.
The next song is from Queen, Seven Seas of Rye. Katie says she respects Queen, but doesn't really listen to them a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this would be the song to convert her, but I'm going to send her some other songs later.
See, I'll let you know what I think of it.
Okay.
Your very soul.
What were your thoughts, Katie?
I thought it was good. It didn't blow me away, to be honest.
Well, I didn't think it would.
Fair enough.
I think that there's other songs that I'll send you that I think maybe will.
Okay.
This isn't like when you think of Queen, this is the song you think of.
No. I think of the one you mentioned earlier, Emily.
Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't Stop Me Now, yes.
You don't think of Bohemian Rhapsody?
That one. We used to play a lot of Queen when I went to summer camp, and they'd like play it in the... like the dining hall for dinner, and like all the kids would like scream it. It was like people got really into it. It was quite a thing. So I know Bohemian Rhapsody pretty well.
In my Spanish class, my one teacher made she would make songs about Spanish grammar to popular songs. So she did a song to Bohemian Rhapsody, which is like a long song, and she like made us memorize all the lyrics and then taught us choreography for it too. Like it was a whole dance too. And we didn't even perform it anywhere.
That's commitment.
Yeah. There's also one to Under the Sea. So nice. If you ever need to learn Spanish grammar, I have your back. So the next song is The Beatles again, because we figured one Beatles song isn't enough.
We love The Beatles.
Yeah.
They were prolific, I have to say. I've been listening more to The Beatles since we started doing this, and... you know, I've been really liking it, so I've just been, like, putting on random albums. And they had a lot of songs, many of which I'd never heard of before.
Do you like The Wings with Paul McCartney?
I'm not sure I know it.
You definitely do.
Once again.
But here's the thing, though. Like, we've talked about, at least you're saying you don't know, because a lot of times in the past, Katie used to just be like, yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I never knew.
Well, now that you've called me on it, I have to be honest every time.
I think you would know their song, so maybe we'll add one, because I know you would know it.
Okay.
But here's Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Topics. We sang that song in middle school chorus in fourth grade.
You had middle school in fourth grade?
Oh, yeah.
That's really early.
Fourth grade. Yeah, I mean, it was just like the building that they put everybody in.
I only had middle school 7th and 8th grade.
Oh, yeah, that's what Allison had. It's so funny. Like, in my mind, middle school, like, normally is, like, 6th through 8th, but I guess everybody has it differently.
Yeah. Fascinating how different people live their lives.
Fascinating.
And how indeed. It's brought us to the same place.
Wow. When you put it like that. Okay, Jules, what was the highlight of your day?
The highlight of my day was finishing my thesis presentation.
Oh my god! Congratulations! I forgot Thank that you. Happened. How'd yeah. it go?
It went pretty good. I think it went better than the history one because I was less nervous.
Yeah.
But then I got this really weird question from this one professor who I, like, went in knowing I didn't want a question from.
Yeah.
And, of course, I got a question from her, and her questions are, like, 5 minutes long.
Which professor?
Fabian.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never had her, but she's just like, she gave all of us a question and we were like all like just didn't really know how to respond to it. But I think everyone like who went said that I answered it pretty well and that I sounded smart. So
that's good.
I call it a win.
Nice.
Yeah. What was the highlight of your day, Katie?
You know, I asked that question without an answer prepared.
She just wanted to learn more about me.
Yes. I had a pretty boring day. I cranked out an essay, 10 pages of an essay today, about the Enron and accounting scandal and the collapse of Arthur Andersen, for anyone who cares.
Those terms mean nothing to me.
Very exciting stuff. Don't commit fraudulent accounting practices. You'll go to jail. anyway, on that note, Maggie May by Rod
Stewart.
Didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart. I couldn't leave.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, really good one. Well, first off, I was singing along, and then Katie was like, do you know this song? I was like, how else would I be singing along?
It was more of like, oh, you know this song? Than like a, do you know this song? You know what I'm saying?
It was just phrased incorrectly then.
I guess so.
Second, we don't really know who this man is.
No.
Rod Stewart.
Catchy song, though.
Yeah. It's like one of those songs that you know, but you're not like, you don't really know the name.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad. I think my dad is asleep, but ordinarily he'd be like sending me like trivia to say about all the artists that I don't know. So
or he'd be like, he'd be like, oh, like that guy just died.
Yes, and then we'd have a moment of silence. But since I know nothing, I just keep saying, really good song.
Yeah, we could find someone to have a moment of silence for. Yeah. I feel like it is our tradition, for better or for worse.
Indeed.
Rod Stewart has been knighted. He is Sir Roderick David Stewart. Ah.
Who, by whom was
my he? Mom also just sent me a Google search of Rod Stewart.
And for what?
Because he's a great songwriter.
We'll get back to you on that one.
Like Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
In the meantime, what's the next song?
Live and Let Die by Wings, because we mentioned the Beatles, and I was like, well, you must know Wings. Katie says, no. Anything to contribute?
I don't. I mean, like, I think I know the song, Live and Let Die, but I don't recognize the Wings.
Yeah, it's Paul McCartney's band after the Beatles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why it was relevant. Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Okay. So here's Live and Let Die.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Did you like the song?
That was good. So, what's the premise again of this band? Like, Paul McCartney leaves the Beatles and then he, like, goes off and forms this band. Why?
To sing?
Oh.
I don't know. You act like I'm, like...
Kanye West and Rihanna in 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
I think that Katie thinks that I'm just, like, a historian of every topic.
Well, you are a history major.
No? Yeah, but... I do know, like, a decent amount of, like, music stuff sometimes. Like, I'll know a fun fact here or there, but I don't know the history of every...
You wear band shirts, though, so I feel like that makes me think, like, ah, she knows things.
It's a deception, Katie.
Yeah.
It depends who the person is. Have you ever seen me wear a Beatles shirt?
No.
See, there's your answer. But, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good band. This song was in a James Bond movie, so the more you know.
The more you know.
Yeah, so the next song, was this your mom's request?
Yeah, this is my mom, who is actually awake, to give her credit. My bad. Sorry, Mom. Yeah, this is The Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, here we go.
Stocks.
shout out to Katie for letting me know the song was about to end. If it weren't for Katie.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes, that was a good recommendation, Florence and Machines. I kind of forgot about her for a while.
Yeah, and thanks, Mom. And we never play women, so.
Yes,
that continues was a nice, to be an issue. Yeah. Our fatal flaws.
Yes.
This show is just anti-women.
Yeah. Speaking of my mom, I have a fun story. So I went to a formal on Friday night, and I was, like, kind of sick of all the dresses that I had, but I happened to bring one of my mom's old dresses. Like, originally I thought it was from the 90s, but I think it was actually from the early 2000s, back to school with me, and I was like, I don't know, do I wear it, do I not? And then I showed my friends, and they, like, hyped me up. It was really exciting. And so I wore my mom's old dress to my formal, so good taste in clothes, Mom. I have to give you credit.
Allison's annoyed because she said Taylor Swift is a woman. Allison just wants us to play Taylor Swift because today's her birthday.
Send in your thoughts.
Okay, well, yes. Like, if it was my birthday, I wouldn't expect people to play my music.
No, especially if I was Taylor Swift.
You're not Taylor Swift, I'm sorry.
I do have a good barbershop quartet in the works. I'm still looking for three other members, but...
What kind of music do you play?
Barbershop quartet. I'll explain later. I can't believe I've not done this for you before, because this is like my... I do weird stuff a lot, so yeah. Okay. Also, yeah, I would be interested in forming a Cher cover band.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty good at that. Were we?
Play a song.
Wait, which song do we want to do?
We're doing More Than a Few.
Okay, yeah, by Boston.
Start my day and ask myself, what do you do?
What ideal color house would you like, Katie?
I gotta think about that a little more. How about you? Do you have an answer?
If it's a beach house, I would say, like, probably a light blue. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can picture the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
I think that's a nice beach house color. Like, I don't want a beach house to look like a normal house. Just get a normal house at your normal area. Beach house should look like a beach house.
Mm.
But for my normal house, I would probably want like a nice colonial style, you know, shocker there. But I like exposed bricks and...
Yeah, I was going to say I like brick. I like the idea of brick.
Yeah. You know what's really underrated color houses, though?
Pink.
Pink houses. Yeah.
Fire transition.
yeah, so we're going to play Pink Houses now.
Thank you. there's people and more people. What do they know?
That America, mm-hmm. Recent America.
Am I right?
We have DC Jackson fans in the room. I really wish that I had sent this to him sometime to listen to us.
I bet he would too.
He totally would.
You know how he loves music.
Maybe I'll just send him a recording. I feel like it would be too complicated for him to figure out though.
Yeah, especially now that you're insulting him. I definitely wouldn't send him a recording.
Yeah, maybe not of this one. Maybe one where we're like praising him a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, our next song is a request from a listener that I actually really like. It's called Better Man. Hit it, Jules.
Yep.
Better man. Can't find a better man.
We hope that met your expectations, Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what you anticipated being played.
Everything and more.
Yes.
Yes. This next song had a little incident last week on the show, I believe, where I played the wrong version of the song, and I actually had to call it off halfway through the song because it was so terrible.
And people were like really...
Yeah, they were really up in arms. Like, they were angry.
Yeah, like, my mom said something to me about this, and Hannah and Ori were listening. They also said something to me about
Allison
this.
Said something. Yeah, it was like a whole
thing. And the whole time, it started playing, and Katie was like, this is not the song I intended. And then she's like, can I stop it? I was like, well, you can do whatever you want. And then she let it play for like half of it.
I was just so flabbergasted. I've never had that happen before. Anyway, Both Sides Now, Judy Collins' version. Originally heard it for the first time personally, or maybe not the first time, but in Mad Men. Great show, plug, everybody watch it.
Okay.
Flows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't.
It's 11:11.
Make a wish. I don't know my wish. Okay, I think I have one.
I have one too.
Yeah, we can't say though. Text us your wish. It won't come true.
Validate it completely.
We may have lost Allison, but hopefully she's still listening, because we do have an actual song for her.
Yeah. We're going to close it out with Allison's recommendation because it was that important to us. We wanted to make sure it left a lasting impression and on like, all of our listeners.
Like, and think of this, Allison. Like, we're closing out the semester with this.
This is the last song we're playing in 2021.
I mean, we could add another one, but...
Nah. Got out the brain.
Yeah, I don't even think I know this song.
I don't know it, so...
So we don't know if it's...
we're putting a lot on Allison right now.
Yeah.
Good. If she's not Taylor listening... Taylor Swift's not. All right, she's listening.
Okay. That's cool. Here's Better Man.
Probably better off on my own than loving a man who didn't know what he had when he had it. And I see the permanent damage you did to me. Never again, I just wish I could forget when it was magic. I wish it wasn't 4 a.m. standing in the mirror saying to myself, you know you had to do it. I know the bravest thing I ever did was run. Sometimes in the middle of the night I can feel you again, but I just miss you and I just wish you were a better man. Well, I know why we had to say goodbye like the back of my hand, but I just miss you and I just wish you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just wow.
Why?
I'm just in a silly, goofy mood.
Okay. Yeah, so this was our last song of our last show for the semester.
Yeah, how does it feel?
It feels bittersweet. Mostly bitter.
Mostly bitter. Yeah. It's been a fun month or so.
It's been like longer than a month, I think.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
Rude.
I've had a very good time. Thanks for bringing me on.
Yeah. I can't imagine the show without Katie Jives now.
Yes, nor can I.
You don't have any bass to compare it to.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, thanks to Katie's family for always listening, because, like, yeah. I don't really think I had any listeners before Katie started coming.
Yeah, what can I say? I have a
Katie brings the crowd
following.
Yeah. And everyone supports Katie on her LinkedIn posts, the radio, mm-hmm. and...
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah, I got a comment on the radio on my LinkedIn post. That was awesome. I love that.
Yeah, nice to see we have fans across the country.
Yes, across the state of New Jersey.
Yeah. And Pennsylvania. My family is from there.
Pennsylvania too.
And yeah, we're going to do our homework over break and come up with a new show name. That's something that relates to both of us, I guess.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll work on marketing.
Make flyers.
Yeah, we can make t-shirts. I could print make us some shirts.
Yes, make an Instagram.
I think we should make an Instagram for the show. Promote it.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, and have a great holiday season. We'll be back in like a month-ish. Yeah.
See you in 2022.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Bye.